Practice 1. You'll hear a talk about the facilities and services of the Campus Sports Centre. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Thank you. Welcome to the Sports Centre. It's good to see that there are so many people wanting to find out about our sports facilities. First of all, membership. All students at the college are entitled to become members of the Sports Centre for an annual fee of £19.50. To register with us and get your membership card, you need to come to reception between 2 and 6pm, Monday to Thursday. I'm afraid we can't register new members on Friday, so it's Monday to Thursday, 2pm to 6pm at reception. Now, there are three things that you must remember to bring with you when you come to register. They are your union card, a recent passport photograph, and the fee. It doesn't matter whether you bring cash or a cheque. We can't issue your card unless you bring all three, so don't forget them. Then once you have got your membership card, you will need to bring it with you whenever you come to book or use any sports centre facilities. Booking over the phone is not accepted, so you have to come here in person with your card. Our opening hours seem to get longer every year. We are now open from 9am to 10pm on weekdays and from 10am to 6pm on Saturdays. For those of you who are up and about early in the morning, we are introducing a 50% morning discount this year. This is because the facilities tended to be underused in the mornings last year. It means that all the sessions will be half price between 9am and 12 noon on weekdays.
Now look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer the questions 7 to 10.
So what exactly are the facilities? What sports can you play here? Well, this room we are in at the moment is called the main hall, and it's used mainly for team sports such as football, volleyball and basketball, but also for badminton and aerobics. On the other side of the reception area, there's the dance studio. This provides a smaller, more intimate space which we use for ballet, modern dance and martial arts. Not at the same time, of course. Then, in a separate building, which you may have noticed on your way here, it's on the other side of the car park. There's the squash courts, 6 of them, and at the far end of the building, a fitness room. This is our newest facilities, only completed in spring, but it's already providing to be one of the most popular, as well as all these facilities available here on the campus. We also have an arrangement with the local tennis club, which is only 2 miles away, entitling our students to use their courts on weekday mornings in summer. So I think that there should be something here to everybody, and I hope to see all of you at the centre making use of the facilities. If, in the course of the year, you have any suggestions as to how the service we provide might be improved or its appeal widened, I'd be interested to hear from you. Practice 2. You will hear an interview about canoeing. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Have you imagined paddling around on a river in a small boat? Canoes, which are narrow boats and usually hold 1 or 2 people at the most, are particularly well known for being unstable and turning over in the water. But more and more people enjoy this dangerous sport. Today, Cynthia Bocchi, an adult education teacher and an addict of canoeing as well, will share her experience of canoeing with us. Cynthia, when did you begin this sport?
Well, I started it 6 or 7 years ago, and I soon got attracted by the exercise. I have to admit that it brings me great fun. It has become part of life.
So could you describe how you do it?
At first, I think you need some like-minded friends. The friends who share the same interest with you. It's no fun at all if you canoe alone. Usually we assemble in a parking shelter near Island Lake Recreation Area. We pull our canoes from inside vans, lift them from atop cars and trucks by using wheels to help transport them to the shores of the lake.
What equipment do you need for the sport?
Well, first and foremost, a canoe, of course. The price ranges from £300 to £700, depending on the material they're made. The more you can pay, the better, really. Personally, I wouldn't look at anything under £500, but that obviously depends on your budget. You also need a hard helmet to protect yourself against rocks when you fall out of the canoe. And believe me, that is very likely to happen. Because of this, it's a must for a beginner to wear a wetsuit. Oh, bathing suits don't work really. Sometimes a life jacket is a necessity in case you fall into water and no one else is nearby. Now look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer the questions 5 to 10.
Maybe many can't understand your passion for the dangerous sport. Do you think all is worth?
Absolutely. I just love it. It's exciting. It's exhilarating. Yet it's peaceful and it's calm. You can work as hard as you want to, or you can take it easy. In addition to having fun, canoeing offers a workout without realising you're working out. Besides being a great exercise, which is good to heart and lungs, you gain strength and mobility. You build strength not only by paddling, but also from lifting and carrying your canoes. You can also exercise your mobility. Frankly, I never had upper body strength until I started canoeing. Now I can pick my canoe up and carry it on my shoulder with no problem. However, it's not just a workout of upper body, but also a total body workout if you're doing it correctly. It's a great calorie burner. And more important to me, paddling isn't strictly about exercise. It's as much about the peace and relaxation that comes from being out on the water. I saw it described on a brochure as liquid medicine for the soul, and that is so accurate. It allows you to take a mental break from your ordinary routine. It's a lot of fun and you meet a lot of great people. We connect on the waterways by responding to emails, invitations, posting on websites and club announcements. Also, it's a great way to get an up-close view of nature. You can sneak up on wildlife. I've been right next to ducks, deer and all kinds of birds. You just get a different view than you can get on land. I especially enjoy camping by canoe. It's like backpacking without having to carry a pack on your back. You can put everything you need in the hatches of the canoe. Have you experienced this kind of camping? Well, whatever you say about this sport, it's never dull. I think on one level it's a serious activity and you can become a real champion, but it's a small group who take it that far. But for most, it's a fantastic sport for anyone who likes adventures.